نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. Now we come to سورة الحشر. اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الارض وهو العزيز الحكيم. هو الذي اخرج الذين كفروا من اهل الكتاب من ديارهم لاول الحشر ما ظننتم ان يخرجوا وظنوا انهم مانعتهم حصونهم من الله فاتاهم الله من حيث لم يحتسبوا وقذف في قلوبهم الرعب يخربون بيوتهم بايديهم وايدي المؤمنين فاعتبروا يا اولي الابصار صدق الله العظيم. This is the third of the group of 10 Madani surahs, and you have seen that Suratul Hadid started with Sabbaha lillahi ma fis samawati wal ard. Then Suratul Mujadila, without any mention of Tasbih. Now this third is again starting. But there is a difference. There was Sabbaha lillahi ma fis samawati wal ard. Here, to have more emphasis, Sabbaha lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. Everything which is in the heavens and everything which is in the earth glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa huwa al-azizul hakeem. I have explained these two names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in connection with Suratul Hadid. Now, in this surah also, you shall find that conflict between Hizbullah and Hizbush Shaitan. But first of all, there is a historical background, and that was the battle of Bani Nazir. When the Prophet ﷺ came to Medina, I told you, to consolidate his position at Medina, he did three things. Number one, building of the mosque. Number two, making brothers, one of the Ansars, other from Muhajir, declared as brothers. And thirdly, he concluded treaties with the three Jewish tribes which were there around Medina. The Banu Qainqa, Banu Nadir, and Banu Quraysa. That was a treaty of joint defense of Medina. But after the Battle of Badr, Banu Qainqa, they broke their treaty. So they were expelled from Medina. The same thing happened to Banu Nazir after Uhud, the Battle of Uhud. They also conspired, and when their conspiracies came to surface, then the Prophet ﷺ took a step against them and laid a siege around their, you know, they had sort of fortifications. So, but they couldn't dare come out and fight with the Muslims, and they surrendered and they were expelled. It was allowed to them, you can go from Medina wherever you like and you can take whatever you can take with you. So they took whatever wealth or things that they belonged to them, they took them. Also, they themselves demolished their houses so that to take the doors or the windows or, you know, the some wood of the ceilings. So these things also they wanted to take. So it's destruction with their own hands. So this was the punishment that came to them. But then there was Abdullah ibn Ubay, the chief of the Munafiqeen. He had instigated him that nothing doing. If you are expelled from here, we shall also leave Medina with you. If there is a war against you, a battle against you, we shall help you. But at the time when this event happened, he couldn't come to the help. So his hypocrisy, you know, it cleared. They are sincere neither to the Muslims nor to the non-Muslims. They are neither to Allah nor to human beings. They are sincere only to their own self and the lower self, the baser self, the id or libido, and that's all. هُوَ الَّذِي أَخْرَجَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. It is he, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who expelled those who disbelieved from among the people of the book, that is Banu Nazir. Min diyarihim, from their homes, the awwalil hashr, at the first gathering of the people. The first gathering, Muslims came, laid a siege, and then they surrendered. Ma zanantum an yakhruju. O Muslims, you never thought they will come out. Wa zannu annahum mani'atuhum husunuhum. And they also thought that their fortresses would defend them from Allah. فَأَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَمْ يَحْتَسِبُ. But then Allah came upon him whence they reckoned not. They didn't think from where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can attack them. What was that? قَذَفَ فِي قُلُوبِهُمُ الرُّعْبَ. Allah put in their hearts the terror of Muslims. This is our Allah attacks. Now what thing can avail you when your hearts have gone and you are full of fear and terror? Nothing can help you. فَاتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ هَيْسُ لَمْ يَحْتَسِبُوا وَقَذَفَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الرُّعْبَ يُخْرِبُونَ بُيُوتَهُمْ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ. Now they are demolishing and destroying their homes with their own hands. وَأَيْدِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And the rest of the work was done by the Muslims. فَاعْتَبِرُوا يَا أُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. So take heed of this, O you who have eyes and sight. وَلَوْلَا أَنْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْجَلَاءَ. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not prescribed for them the exile, لَعَزَّبَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ فِي الدُّنْيَا. He would have given them a very painful chastisement in this world. وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابُ النَّارِ. And for them in the hereafter is the torment of the fire. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ شَاقُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Now this is the same. حَادَّ يُحَادُّ شَاقَّ يُشَاقُّ. Though the conflict. مُشَاقَّ. بَابَ مُفَعَلَ مُشَاقَّقَ. Enmity. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ شَاقُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. This is because they were enemies to Allah and His Messenger. وَمَنْ يُشَاقِّ اللَّهَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. And whosoever opposes and fights against Allah, Allah is very severe in punishment. مَا قَطَعْتُم مِّن لِّينَةٍ أَوْ تَرَكْتُمُوهَا قَائِمَةً عَلَىٰ أُصُولِهَا. Whatsoever palm trees you cut down, because there were palm trees around their fortresses, and it's sort of, you know, a defense for them. So the Prophet allowed the Muslims to cut down some of the palm trees, so that the way to invade over their fortresses was clear. Then there was the criticism. What type of a messenger of Allah he is? He is letting people cutting down the trees. They are innocent. They have done nothing to them. But you know, Allah is saying that it was with the permission of Allah. مَا قَطَعْتُم مِّن لِّينَةٍ أَوْ تَرَكْتُمُوهَا قَائِمَةً عَلَىٰ أُصُولِهَا. Whatsoever palm trees you cut down or left standing upon their roots, it was by Allah's leave. فَبِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. وَلَيُخْزِيَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. And this was so that the transgressors should be humiliated. وَمَا أَفَاءَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِهِ. And whatsoever is restored to his messenger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَمَا أَوْجَفْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ خَيْلٍ وَلَا رِكَابٍ. You made no expedition against them with cavalry or camelry. Now this was a position that when there was no fighting, whatever wealth the Muslims got, it was ghanima. If it was ghanima, it should have been divided among all the people who took part in that expedition. But here is a new law, that if there is no fighting, and without fighting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives some wealth to the Muslims from the non-Muslims, then it is called fay. And this fay is not distributed. It is exclusively for Allah and His Messenger and His relatives and the poor among the Muslims. So this is the fay. مَا أَفَاءَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِهِ مِنْهُمْ فَمَا عَجَفْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ خَيْلٍ. You didn't run your horses over them, وَلَا رِكَابٍ, nor your camels. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُسَلِّطُمْ عَلَىٰ مَنْ يَشَاءُ رُسُلَهُ عَلَىٰ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. But Allah imposes His messengers on whomsoever He wishes. وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. And definitely Allah is powerful over everything. مَا أَفَاءَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِهِ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقُرَىٰ. Whatsoever Allah has restored to His messenger from the people of the township. Now this is the law. فَلِلَّهِ. It is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلْرَسُولِ. And His messenger. وَلِذِ الْقُرْبَىٰ. And although are the kindred or the kinsmen of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلِيَتَامَىٰ. And the orphans. وَالْمَسَاكِينَ. And the needy. وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ. And the travelers, the wayfarers. كَيْ لَا يَكُونَ دُولَةً بَيْنَ الْأَغْنِيَاءِ مِنْكُمْ. So that the wealth should not remain circulating among the rich only of you. Now this is a very big fundamental principle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has defined here. The system of equitable distribution of wealth. Not that the wealth is circulating among the haves, the rich people only. And you know, it is not settling down to the lower sections of the society. Allah has devised a plan through which this wealth is distributed equitably among all the sections of the society. وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ. Whatsoever the messenger gives you, take it, receive it. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. And whatever he forbids, abstain from it. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. And have fear of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. Verily, Allah is very severe in punishment. lil fuqara'il muhajirin. Now especially, this wealth which has come to you from this Bani Nazir, the first thing to be considered for this wealth to be given, lil fuqara'il muhajirin, the poor among the immigrants who had come over to Medina from Makkah, and they were poor. Fuqara'il muhajirin allazina ukhriju min diyarihim wa amwalihim, who were expelled from their homes and possessions. Yabtahuna fadla min Allah wa rizwana, and they are seeking only the bounty of Allah and his pleasure. Wa yansuruna Allah wa rasulahu, and they are helping Allah and his messenger. They are ready to fight. They took part in Badr, they took part in Uhud, and so on and so forth. They are always ready. They are at the call of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and whenever he calls them, ulaika hum as-sadiqun, definitely they are the truthful. So now, the first right on this mal-e-fa, or this, you know, wealth which has come to the Muslims without fighting, first right is for them. وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّوُ دَارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, and those who had their abode in Al-Madinah before them, before the immigrants, that is Ansar, and in faith also, who had already accepted Islam before this Hijrah. There were so many people who had accepted Islam, and they had entered the fold of Islam before coming to Medina of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yuhibbuna man hajara ilayhim, they love those who have immigrated to them. Wala yajiduna fi sudurihim hajatan, and they do not find any need in their hearts, or jealousy or heart burning in their hearts for that which was given to the immigrants. They said, okay, they are our brothers, we are the immigrants from Medina, they are poor, okay, if nothing is given to us, no harm, let them have it. وَيُسِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, and they are preferring those muhajirin over themselves. وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً, although, even though might have poverty with them. وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ, whosoever is saved from the covetousness of their souls, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, only they are the prosperers or the successors. وَالَّذِينَ جَاؤُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ, and those who will come after them, they will say, رَبَّنَ اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ, O our Lord, forgive us, and also our brethren who preceded us in faith. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and don't put in our hearts any rancor or hatred for those who have belief in you. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَوْفُ الرَّحِيمُ, O our Lord, you are verily very gracious and merciful. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ نَافَقُوا, now that was one party of the Hizb al-Shaytan, the Ahlul Kitab, the Kuffar, open. Now the other group, which was helping them, instigating them. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ نَافَقُوا, didn't you consider the conditions of those hypocrites? يَقُولُونَ لِخْوَانِهُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ, they were saying to those of their brethren who were unbelievers from among the people of the book, لَيْنْ نُخْرِجْتُمْ لَنَخْرُجَنَّ مَعَكُمْ, if you are expelled, we shall also leave Medina with you. وَلَا نُطِيعُ فِيكُمْ أَحَدًا أَبَدًا, and we are not going to believe, and we are not going to obey anybody regarding you ever. وَإِنْ قُوتِلْتُمْ لَنَنْصُرَنَّكُمْ, and if you are fought, there is battle against you, we shall definitely help you. وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ, and Allah testifies that they are liars. لَا يُخْرَجُوا لَا يَخْرُجُونَ مَعَهُمْ, if they are expelled, they will not go out with them. وَلَا إِنْ قُوتِلُوا لَا يَنْصُرُونَكُمْ, and if they are fought, they will never help them. وَلَا إِنْ نَصَرُوهُمْ, and if at all they tried to help, لَا يُوَلُّونَ الْأَدْبَارِ, they will soon turn their backs, ثُمَّ لَا يُنْصَرُونَ, and then they will not be helped. لَا أَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ رَحْبَةً فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ, O believers, certainly you are more dreadful in their hearts than Allah. They fear you more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ, this is because they are a people who don't have the real understanding. لَا يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ جَمِيعًا, these people, the Ahle Kitab or these Munafiqoon, both of them, they will never fight against you together. إِلَّا فِي قُرًى مُحَصَّنَةٍ, except in fortified townships where they themselves are safe. أَوْمِ وَرَائِ جُدُرْ, or from behind the walls, not face to face and fight man to man. بَعْسُهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ شَدِيدٌ, their enmity among them is very severe. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا. You think that they are united, وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى, while their hearts are divided. How can they be united? Unity can be among only the sincere people. Whosoever is not sincere, how can they be united? ذَلَكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. And this is because they are a people who have no sense. كَمَثَلِ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ قَرِيبٌ ذَاقُوا وَبَالَ أَمْرِهِمْ. They are like those who a short time before were tested, and the evil result they had. وَذَاقُوا وَبَالَ أَمْرِهِمْ, of their conduct. And this is Banu Qaynuqa, the first tribe, which was expelled just after Badr. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. For them is a very painful chastisement. كَمَثَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. The hypocrites are like Satan. إِذْ قَالَ لِلْإِنسَانِ اكْفُرْ. He says to man, don't believe. فَلَمَّا كَفَرَ. When he disbelieves, قَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْكَ. He says, I am quit, I am free, I have no connection with you. إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْكَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I fear Allah, who is the Lord of all the worlds. فَكَانَ عَاقِبَتَهُمَا. So the end of both of them, Satan as well as Munafiqeen, as well as the Kuffar. عَاقِبَتَهُمَا أَنَّهُمَا فِي النَّارِ خَالِدَيْنِ فِيهَا. That both of them will be in the fire, to abide there forever, forever. وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الظَّالِمِينَ. And this is the reward of those who are evildoers. Now the last section of this surah is as important as the first six ayat of Suratul Hadid. And here you will find in the last three ayat the biggest collection of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at one place in Quran. 16 names at one place in three ayat. Nowhere else you will find such a flower pot, you know, all the flowers put together in a very beautiful manner and sequence. First ayah, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad. O you who believe, have fear of Allah, have regard for Allah. Wal tanzur nafsun, and every soul must see ma qaddamat lighad, what it has sent for itself for tomorrow. The tomorrow that is hereafter. The big tomorrow. The big tomorrow which is to come. What have you sent? This should be your first concern. Everybody should always be seeing to it what he has sent for him for the hereafter. Wattaqullah. In the same ayah again, have taqwa of Allah. Keep him in your mind and heart always. Ittaqullah. Inna Allah khabirum bima ta'amaloon. Verily Allah is aware of what you are doing. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَهُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. And don't be like those who forgot Allah. And then he made forget them, then made them forget themselves. Those are the transgressors. This ayah is of a very important philosophical import. And this is the basis of Allama Iqbal's philosophy of self. Forgetting yourself, what does it mean? Who forgets himself? Who forgets his needs, needs of his body, his material needs? Who doesn't care for his body and its needs and requirements? So what you forget is some other existence of yours, existence, which is not visible. Your ruh, your spirit, that is your real self. When I say, my pen, what does it mean? Pen is a different say, another thing, and I am a different person. I own this. There is a connection, relationship of ownership of one thing by the other. When I say, my body, who is that I who owns this body? My hands, my feet, my head, my this, my that, my eyes, my ears, my body. But who is that I? Who possesses this body? That is the spiritual existence of man. That is the khudi, that is the self. That is the ana. And man just forgets it. He takes himself to be an animal. This is the biggest tragedy of our age. especially due to Darwinian theory of evolution. Now people think we are animals, just like other animals. There is no qualitative difference between animals and man. The difference is only quantitative. Just as we have a horse and a donkey, both are animals. Donkey is a coarse animal, horse is a refined animal, that's all. What's the difference? No other difference. The same instincts, the same something to eat, something to drink, the same sexual for procreation, everything. What's the difference? It's only qualitative, quantitative. In the same way, what's the difference between man and chimpanzee and gorilla? No. It's also a quantitative difference, not qualitative difference. So, modern man has just taken himself to be an animal and nothing else. This is the tragedy. And there is, you know, in the Upanishad, Hindu scriptures, a very beautiful quotation. Man in his ignorance identifies himself with the material sheaths which encompass his real self. Real self is something within me, and around this real self there are these sheaths, material sheaths, the bones and the flesh and then the skin, you know, these are the material sheaths. But man in his ignorance, he doesn't know the real self. He thinks this is me, this is I, the physical body, this is me. Man in his ignorance identifies himself with the material sheaths which encompass his real self. So this is the ayah. Because it was asked by Nazir Niyazi to Allama Iqbal, that people say, someday people say, you have borrowed your philosophy of the self from such and such person, from such and such persons. You should say, what is the source of your philosophy of self? He said, oh, okay, come tomorrow at that time and I'll dictate to you. So he said, I was very happy, very happy. The poet of the East, he will be dictating to me. So when he, at the appointed time, he went there with a pencil and a notebook ready to write down. Allama Iqbal said, take out that copy of Quran. So I was somewhat disappointed. He has not asked me to take out any book of philosophy, Nietzsche or someone else. But he has said, Quran. Then he said, open Surah Al-Hashr in this ayah. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Don't be like those who forget Allah. And as a punishment, Allah makes them forget themselves. They have resigned from their high position of being the vicegerent of Allah on earth. They have taken upon them the position of an animal and nothing else. لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة. The dwellers of the fire and the dwellers of the garden are not equal. أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون. Verily, the dwellers of the garden, they are the triumphants. They will be successful. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. Had we sent down this Quran on some mountain, you would have seen it humbled and split asunder in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْسَارُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. And these are the similitudes for mankind that we strike so that they should ponder, they should reflect. Now this is the simile. But as you know, in Surah Araf, that incident has been mentioned, which took place when Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, he requested Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi areni anzur ilayk. Oh Allah, you have blessed me with this conversation with you. I had before also. Today you have again blessed me with the conversation. One more request, please grant it. Show yourself to me. I want to look at you. But what was the answer? Lan tarani. You won't be able to see me. Walakin unzur ilal jabal. But look to that mountain in front of you. I will throw a light of mine on that jabal, on that mountain. Fa'in istaqarra makanahu. If it can, bear it and stands at its place. Fasawfa tarani. Then you can hope that you can see me. Falamma tajalla rabbuhu lil jabali. When Allah cast down a shadow, you may call, a reflection you may call, a light from His, whatever we can say, tajalla rabbuhu lil jabal. Ja'alahu dakkan wa kharra Musa sa'iqa. The mountain was broken into pieces, and Musa, although he was seeing that tajalli of Allah, indirectly, it was not directly on him, but he fell down unconscious. So that was the effect of the tajalli, illumination. And same is the effect of the illumination of the kalam of Allah, the word of Allah. This is the word of Allah. Had it been sent down a piece, one piece, on a mountain, that would have crumbled. Now the last three ayat, as I told you, the biggest flower pot of the names of Allah. Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illahu. He is Allah. There's no God except Him. Alimul ghaybi wa shahada. The knower of the seen and the unseen. Huwa Rahmanur Rahim. He is the compassionate, the merciful. Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illahu. He is Allah. There's no God but He. Al Malik. He is the sovereign. Al Quddus. The Holy One. As-Salam. Free from all shortcomings. Al-Mumin. Giver of peace. Al-Muhaimin. The protector. Al-Aziz. The mighty. Al-Jabbar. The compeller. Al-Mutakabbir. The self-magnified one. This takabbur is something bad for us. But for Allah, it is most befitting. Self-magnifying. Innani ana Allahu la ilaha illa ana. Fa'budni. Waqimi salata li zikri. Self-magnification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you have eight names of Allah in one ayah. And if you add up the ayah before it and after, they will become 16. Subhanallah amma yush. And you don't find any wow between. No end. All these attributes of Allah present in His personality, in His person, at once, simultaneously. Huwa Allahul Khaliq. He is Allah. Who is the creator? Al-Bari. He is the inventor. Al-Musawwir. He is the fashioner of the forms. Lahul Asma'ul Husna. To Him belong all the good names. يُصَبِّحُ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Now the same, the words with which this surah started, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. That is past tense, سَبَّحَ. يُصَبِّحُ مُزَارَعَ. And مُزَارَعَ has in Arabic grammar both present and future. So this glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by everything and every person in the universe, it has been going on always from ever. It is being done at any moment, at every moment, and it will continue forever. يُصَبِّحُ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And the same two words. Al-Hakim, Al-Aziz. He is all-powerful, almighty. He has all the authority. There are no checks and balances on His authority. Al-Hakim, but at the same time, He is the wise. His authority is balanced with His wisdom. Now, Suratul Mumtahina. Again, you will find the same conflict between Hizbullah and Hizbush Shaitan, but in a different way. And there is, in the background, an incident that took place. This surah was revealed in the 8th year after Hijrah, just before the conquest of Makkah. When the Prophet had decided, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to invade Makkah. And he knew that the Quraysh now don't have the courage to face me. They will surrender. When we go, they will surrender. But he wanted to keep it a secret so that he should go there so that they don't have any time to think and to call, you know, their allies from there and from there and from there. Then there should be bloodshed. So he wanted to give a surprise. So he kept it secret. But one of the Sahaba, Hazrat Hatim ibn Abi Balta'a, radiallahu anhu, he was a muhajir from Makkah. His family was still at Makkah. And he participated in the Battle of Badr also. Now he thought, if this battle, you know, is fought in Makkah, maybe my family will be crushed. Maybe the kuffar, they take revenge on my family. They are sort of hostages with them. So I should do some good to the kuffar, to the Quraysh of Makkah, so that they can have some regard for me and my family, and they spare my family. So he wrote down a letter. And he informed the chief of Makkah that Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is planning to invade and attack Makkah. This letter was given to a woman, and she was carrying it to Makkah. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was informed by the revelation. He called Hazrat Ali and two more companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he told them, a woman is taking a letter to Makkah, and she is at present at that place, some place in between Makkah and Medina. Go and take it from her. Now they went there. The woman was there. Hazrat Ali said, give us the letter. She said, I don't know letter. I don't have a letter. Hazrat Ali threatened. We know you have a letter. This has been told to us by the Prophet of Allah. And if you don't accept, I will take off your clothings and I'll search you thoroughly. After this threat, she opened, you know, the hair locks and took out that letter out of this hair locks and presented. So it was brought back. At that time, Hazrat Umar said, O Messenger of Allah, allow me, I should kill this Hatib ibn Balta'a. What a big crime he has done. The Prophet said, no, don't you know Umar? He is Badri. He was present on the day of Badr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven those who participated in the battle of Badr. All their sins, former or future. So no, he was pardoned. So this is it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a very serious note. What are you doing? Addresses to one. Hatim ibn Balta, but there were so many Hatims over there. The Munafiqeen, it was a class. He was only a representative of that class. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu la tattakhidhu aduwwi wa aduwwakum awliya. Now this is that polarization which I said. Hizbullah and Hizbul Shaitan. Unless this polarization is complete, you cannot hope to succeed in the conflict. It has to be very pure. Oh, you who believe, don't make friends with my enemies and your enemies. Tulquna ilayhim bil mawadda, offering them love. Waqad kafaru bima ja'akum min al-haq, although they have rejected and disbelieved what has come to you from the truth. Yukhrijuna rasul wa iyyakum. They are the ones who expelled the Messenger of Allah. And also you. Antuminu billahi rabbikum. And your fault was only this, that you believe in Allah, your Lord. In kuntum kharajtum jihadan fi sabilili. Had you come out from Makkah to make jihad in my way, why did you leave Makkah at that time? You could have stayed over there. This migration from Makkah was so that the whole force of the Muslims comes at one point. So that from that base, an attack on the kuffar of Makkah can be launched. You must have some base. And there the whole force should be gathered. That was the reason why this hijrah was made compulsory. Compulsory. مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ وَلَايَةٍ مِنْ شَيْنَ حَتَّى يُحَاجَرُوا. So much so that it was said that unless these Muslims who claim to be Mu'mins, but they are not making hijrah, they are not immigrating to Medina, you have no connection with them till they immigrate. So here also, in kuntum kharajtum jihadan fi sabili wa ibtigha mardati, if you had come out of Makkah to make jihad in my cause and seek my pleasure, tusirruna ilayhim bil mawaddati, you are sending them secret messages of love. وَأَنَا أَعْلَمُ بِمَا أَخْفَيْتُمْ وَمَا أَعْلَنْتُمْ, I very well know what you conceal and hide and what you reveal and say out. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْهُ مِنْكُمْ, whosoever from amongst you takes this attitude, does this, فَقَدْ ضَلَّ سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ, so he has strayed very far off from the right path. إِنْ يَسْقَفُوكُمْ, if they overcome you, يَكُونُ لَكُمْ عَدَانٌ, they will treat you as enemies. وَيَفْسُطُوا إِلَيْكُمْ أَيْدِيَهُمْ وَأَلْسِنَتَهُمْ بِالسُّوءِ, and they will extend and stretch against you their hands and their tongues with evil. وَوَدُّوا لَوْ تَكْفُرُونَ, and they will desire that you should come back to your kufr, come back to the religion of your forefathers. لَنْ تَنْفَعَكُمْ أَرْحَامُكُمْ, your relationships due to the womb of the mother will be of no avail to you. وَلَا أَوْلَادَكُمْ, nor your children. يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, these things are not going to count on the day of the resurrection. يَفْسَلُ بَيْنَكُمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge between you and give his awards. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ, and verily, whatever you are doing, Allah is seeing. قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ, indeed there is for you an excellent example in Ibrahim and those who were with him. إِذْ قَالُوا, when they said to their people, إِنَّا بُرَاءُ مِنْكُمْ, we are quit of you, absolutely disconnected from you. وَمِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ, and also from those whom you are worshipping. مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, beside Allah. كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ, we have rejected you. وَبَدَى بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ وَبَدَى, and between you and us, an enmity and hatred had started, and it will remain forever. حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ, until you come to believe in Allah, Allah alone. So this is the conflict. Muhammadur Rasulullah wal lazina ma'ahu ashiddao ala al-kuffar ruhamao bainahu. We read it in Suratul Fath in the end. This relationship of love and friendship of a mu'min, truly believing mu'min, can be only with a mu'min. إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, verily your friend and protector is only Allah and his messenger and those who have faith, who have iman. إِلَّا قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ, except one saying of Ibrahim, لِأَبِيهِ, which he said to his father, لَأَسْتَغْفِرَنَّ لَكَ, I will definitely ask for forgiveness for you. وَمَا أَمْلِكُ لَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, although I don't own anything about you, I have no authority about you regarding you from Allah. رَبَّنَا عَلَيْكَ تَوَكَّلْنَا وَإِلَيْكَ أَنَبْنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ, our Lord, we put our trust in you and we turn to you, and to you is the final and eventual return. Now this was the only exception. But we have read in Surah At-Tawbah that in the end, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, he declared himself away from his father also. When he came to know that he is adumwan lillah, that he is a bitter enemy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he said, okay, now there's no relationship between you and me. رَبَّنَا لَا تَجَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا, our Lord, don't make us a tool of those who disbelieve. tool of trial. You are trying them on us, allowing them to persecute us. The trial is from you, but at the hands of these disbelievers. So as if you have made us a tool to test these people, these disbelievers. لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا and forgive us. ربنا, O our Lord, إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. Verily, you are the mighty, the wise. لقد كان لكم فيهم أسوة. Verily, for you, there is an example in them. لمن كان يرجو الله. But this example can be followed only by whom? Who hopes Allah واليوم الآخر and the last day. Whosoever believes in Allah, the same words were there in Surah Al-Ahzab. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Three preconditions you have to fulfill if you want to follow the model of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Here too, لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ. Whosoever hopes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whosoever is fearful of the day of judgment. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ فَإِنَّ اللَّهُ وَالْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. And whosoever turns away from this right path, then Allah is self-sufficient and praiseworthy. He doesn't need anybody. أَسْأَلَ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَجْعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ عَادَيْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ مَوَدَّةً. It's just possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring about love between you and those of them with whom you are at enmity. This condition can come to an end, this enmity. When? If they accept Islam, if they change their position, from that side they cross to this side. Wallahu Qadir, Allah is powerful. After all, after a few, you may say, not more than 2 years after this conquest of Makkah, whole of Arabia became Muslim. Now that enmity finished. Because they have crossed over from disbelief to belief. So, أَسْأَلَ اللَّهُ يَجْعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ عَادَيْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ مَوَدَّةً. وَاللَّهُ قَدِيرٌ. Allah is all powerful. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And Allah is forgiving and merciful. لَا يَنْهَاكُمُ اللَّهُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَلَمْ يُخْرِجُوكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ أَنْ تَبَرُّوهُمْ وَتُقْسِطُوا إِلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. Indeed, Allah doesn't forbid you regarding those who never fought against you and who never expelled you from your houses, that you be kind to them and deal with them justly. This is the point that I made clear in regarding the ayah number 13 of Surah Al-Hujurat, that Muslim society, Muslim state, it has its own boundaries. The member of a Muslim society is only a Muslim. Full citizen of an Islamic state is only a Muslim. But there are two relationships of these Muslims with all the mankind. One is that the same Allah created them who created us. Number two, they are also the progeny of Adam and Eve, alayhim as-salam, just like us. So a friendship, a fraternity, a brotherhood, it can go on. But those who are hostile, who are opposing Allah, يُحَادُّونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, the matter is different. Now they are your enemies. You have to be very severe on them, very strict, very hard. أَشَدَّاهُ عَلِي الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاهُ بَيْنَهُ. So this is it. لَا يَنْهَاكُمُ اللَّهُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ. Allah doesn't forbid you to have relations with those who never fought you, against you, regarding deen. وَلَمْ يُخْرِجُوكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ. They never expelled you from your houses. أَنْ تَبَرُّوهُمْ. That you show them kindness. وَتُقْسِطُوا إِلَيْهِمْ. And you deal with them justly. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. Verily Allah likes and loves those who are equitable. إِنَّمَا يَنْهَاكُمُ اللَّهُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ قَاتَلُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ. Allah is forbidding you from making friendship and taking them as friends, those who fought against you, fi ddeen, regarding your deen. وَأَخْرَجُوكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ and they expel you from your homes. وَزَاهَرُوا عَلَىٰ إِخْرَاجِكُمْ and they helped each other, supported each other in your expulsion. أَنْتَوَلَّوْهُمْ that you become friends with them. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ and whosoever becomes a friend with them, فَأُولَٰئِكَهُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ then definitely they are the evil doers. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا جاءكم المؤمنات مهاجرات فامتحنوهن. Now, behind this, these ayat is also an incident. At the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, because I told you these ayat were revealed in the 8th year. When the Hudaybiyah Treaty was concluded, it was decided that if some Muslim comes from Makkah to Medina, runs away, his parents or his relatives had tied him down in chains, but now somehow he broke the chains and come over to Medina, he will have to be returned. But if someone from Medina goes and joins Kufar, the Kufar of Makkah will not return him. This was one of the two unequal terms. But what about women? This question was not settled at that time. And it was a sensitive issue. A relationship of marriage. A Muslim has migrated. The wife is there. And she is kafira, mushrika. Is she still your wife or not? Or if a woman in Makkah, she embraces Islam and comes over to Medina, are you bound to return them according to the term of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah? And then such a case came before the Prophet, he decided no. The terms of Hudaybiyah contract never covered women. They are exempt. If a Muslim woman comes to Medina, she will not be returned. But there was a possibility. Maybe the mushrikeen, the enemies are sending spies in their guise. So this is the instruction. When some momina, some momin woman comes over from Makkah to Medina, then test her whether she is really a momin or not. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu iza jaakumul mu'minatu muhajiratin. O you who believe, when momin, believing women come to you, immigrating, famtahinuhunna, so test them. Allah alamu bi imanihin. Allah very well knows whether they have iman or not. And nobody can know it surely. But you can guess, you can judge. Talk to them. You will come to know whether she is sincere mu'mina or not. فَإِنْ عَلِمْتُمُوهُنَّ مُؤْمِنَاتٍ then if you conclude that they are truly believing women, فَلَا تَرَجِعُوهُنَّ إِلَى الْكُفَّارِ don't return them to the unbelievers. La hunna hillun lahum. Now they are not lawful for them. Now this woman had a husband and he is a kafir. But due to her becoming a mu'mina, now that this bond of marriage has broken. Now she is not lawful wife of that kafir husband at Makkah. La hunna hillun lahum. Neither are these women lawful for those men. وَلَاهُمْ يَهِلُّونَ لَهُنَّ nor are they, those kuffar men, lawful for these Muslim women. وَآتُهُمْ مَانْفَقُوا now they could say, the kafir husband, I paid her so much dower, so you return. Oh Muslims, you pay him back. Okay, this woman has entered Islam, she is our sister, she is with us now. You paid so much door, we pay you the door. Atuhum manfaku. Wala junaha alaykum an tankihuhunna iza ataytumuhunna ujurahunna and there is no blame on you that you marry them when you pay them their door. Because now that husband has not divorced. But there is no need of any divorce because he is kafir and she has become a mu'mina. So the bond of marriage is already finished. So there is no harm. Now you can marry her. وَلَا تُمْسِكُوا بِعِصَمِ الْكَوَافِرِ in this same way, O Muslims, you don't hold with you those women in the bond of marriage who are kafira, mushrika, and still staying at Makkah. وَلَا تُمْسِكُوا بِعِسَمِ الْكَوَافِرِ. And don't hold not to the, and hold not to the ties of marriage of disbelieving women. وَسْأَلُوا مَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ. And you also ask for what dower you had paid to them. وَلْيَسْأَلُوا مَا أَنْفَقُوا. And let them ask, demand from you what they had spent. Now this is, you know, it seems there's some understanding between the kuffar and the Muslims, because the treaty was there. And this is all being done in that special environment of that treaty. Zalikum hukmullah. This is the command of Allah. Yahkumu bainakum. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides between you and commands you. Wallahu alimul hakeem. And Allah is all knower, all wise. Fa'in fatakum shayu min azwajikum ilal kuffar. Now if any part of doors of your wives has passed away from you to the disbelievers, so فَعَاقَبْتُمْ. So when you have your turn of triumph, you have some booty. فَآتُوا الَّذِينَ ذَهَبَتْ أَزْوَاجُهُمْ. So now give some money to those whose wives have gone and they are not paying back the dowers also. مَسْلَمَا أَنْفَقُوا. Whatsoever they had spent on those wives who remained back in Makkah. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَنْتُمْ بِهِ مُؤْمِنُونَ. And have fear of Allah, on whom you believe, on whom you have faith and trust. Now, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِي إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُؤْمِنَاتُ يُبَايِعْنَكَ. Now, this is the subject of bay'ah again. Bay'ah we had, number one, in Surah At-Tawbah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ. And in the end, فَاسْتَبْشِرُوا بِبَيْعِكُمُ الَّذِي بَايَعْتُمْ بِهِ. This bond of iman is a bond of, it's a matter of sale and purchase. A believer, he sells himself and his belongings to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the price is Jannah. But then on that basis, this bay'ah was taken by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُبَايَعُونَكَ إِنَّمَا يُبَايَعُونَ اللَّهِ. And we have read it in Surah Al-Fath. Verily, who are giving you their bay'ah, who are pledging themselves to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Actually, they are giving their bay'ah to Allah. Over your two hands, hand of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hand of the person who was giving bay'ah, there is a third hand also. يَدُ اللَّهِ فَوْقَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Allah's hand is over their hands. So it's a tripartite agreement. Sale deed is between Allah and the believer mu'min. But now, the believer mu'min will spend his life, his time, his money, according to the command of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this bay'ah was the basis of this jama'ah that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established. So there is a hadith in Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim both. From Ubadah ibn Sabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Bayana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala sam'i wa ta'ati fil usri wal yusri wal manshati wal makrahi wa ala asaratin alayna wa ala la nunazil amrah lahu wa ala an naqula bil haqqi ayna ma kunna la nakhafu fillahi allahumma tallahi. Nine articles of bay'ah. We pledged ourselves to the Messenger of Allah that we shall listen to whatever he says. Number one. Number two, obey him. Number three, fil usr, whether it is difficult. Number four, or easy. Number five, fil manshat, whether we feel like doing it, feel inclined towards that. Al-makrah, or we have to force ourselves to do it. Wa'ala asaratin alayna, although others might be preferred to us, we shall never say we are your old friends and old comrades, old servants. How come you have appointed a newcomer as Amir on us? No, no, it's your prerogative. You fix whomsoever you like. And we shall not quarrel with those whom you place at the helm of affairs regarding discipline. But we shall give our honest opinions every what, all times, everywhere anywhere we shall have, we shall be, wherever we shall be, and we shall not fear that may people laugh at it, what he is saying. So this 9 articles of bayah, muttafaqun alayh, Bukhari and Muslim both contains this. But now, Quran mentions the bayah of men, but these articles of bayah are not given in Quran. They are in the hadith, although it is muttafaqun alayh hadith. Regarding authenticity is very close to Quran. Muttafaq alayh hadith regarding its authenticity comes very close to Quran. But regarding women, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them a privilege that their bayah, the items of bayah are given here in ayah. Ya ayyuhan nabi, O messenger, O prophet. Idha ja'aka al-mu'minatu yubayyinaka. When believing women come to you to pledge themselves. Allah, now these are the articles. Allah yushrikna billahi shayyan. Number 1. They will not associate with Allah anything. Wala yasrikna. And they won't steal. Wala yaznina. They won't commit adultery. Wala yaqtulna auladahunna. They will not kill their offspring. Wala yatina bi buhtanin. Yaftarinahu baina yadiyahunna wa arjulihinna. And they will not come up with a calumny, slander, that they might forge between their hands and their feet. And that they will not, lastly, 6. وَلَا يَعْصِينَكَ فِي مَعْرُوفٍ. That they will not disobey you in whatever is right, that is within the limits of the Sharia. 6 articles of bayah for women. Now what was the benefit of this bayah? The women folk also had a feeling that we belong to this party. Although the active, you know, participation in jihad and qital, that was not binding on them. But a sense of belonging to a group, belonging to a party. This jama'ah, concept of jama'ah is so important that women should also be included in that. فَبَعْيَهُنَّا So, O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, accept their ba'ah, وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُنَّ اللَّهِ And ask Allah forgiveness for them. Inna Allah ghafur rahim. Verily Allah is forgiving, merciful. Ya ayyuha allatheena amanu la tatawallaw qauman ghadiba Allahu alayhim. Now this is the final touch of this discussion which we having from Suratul Mujadila, Suratul Hashr, this conflict, Hizbullah, Hizbul Shaitan. Final. La tatawallaw qauman ghadiba Allahu alayhim. Don't make friends with those Allah's wrath is on them, on whom there is wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have rejected the faith. They are opposing Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are resisting the establishment of the deen of Allah on earth. Don't make friends with them. قَدْ يَيْسُوا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ كَمَا يَيْسَ الْكُفَّارُ مِنَ أَصْحَابِ الْقُبُورِ These people have despaired absolutely from hereafter. Just as the disbelievers despair. These players who are the inmates of the graves, they have despaired. Despaired of what? They have despaired from the mercy of Allah. They know. We are not going to have any mercy. Or these kuffar have despaired that those who are in graves, that cannot be resurrected. These are the two ways in which this ayah has been translated. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim wa nafa'ani wa iyaakum bil ayati wa zikri al-hakim.